Well, if you look up and you see something that's about 100 feet tall, shiny, and completely at the mercy of the weather, you may well be getting a glimpse of New Horizon. The hot air balloon is artist Doug Aiken's new creation that's showing up at sites throughout Massachusetts for one more week. The ambitious project has some risks, as WBUR's Amelia Mason discovered.
For a hot air balloon to fly, the weather needs to be perfect. Too hot and the balloon won't float. Too windy and it won't inflate. Too rainy and, well, no one likes rain. But when it does fly, it's frictionless. No motor rumbles underneath. No propeller roars overhead. Besides the far-off sound of the highway and the crackle of the radio, a hot air balloon is silent. Except, of course, when it's not. A hot air balloon is heated with propane, which means every so often, the pilot shoots a jet of fire into the balloon to keep it aloft. It makes conducting an interview challenging.
It surpassed my expectations.
That's curator Pedro Alonso. It was his idea to invite the artist Doug Aiken to collaborate with the Trustees of Reservations, a conservation group that owns more than 100 properties around Massachusetts. In the spirit of full disclosure, the trustees are a financial supporter of WBUR. On this clear, windless day, we're testing Aiken's project, a hot air balloon covered in shimmery material that reflects the forest stretched beneath it and the clouds that streak across the sky. So far, so good. The weather is perfect. Here's the thing. You can't actually steer a hot air balloon, which is how we find ourselves hovering over the state prison in Concord, looking for a place to land. When we finally touch down next to a school, a police car rumbles up. An officer pokes his head out the window.
All right, you scared us.
Oh, why?
You ready to go for a ride?
You can't be hovering over the prison or in proximity. I don't know if you saw us going crazy, but...
We did see you.
Yeah,
come up. Sorry about that.
All right, guys. That's pretty nice, though.
Oh, thanks.
But the police aren't the only ones who've caught wind of our appearance. Callie Quinn of AIR spotted the balloon in the sky and followed in her car with her 9-year-old daughter.
I was like, what is that in the sky? And I was like, quick, get out of the house! And then they were kind of slow, huh? Because you couldn't find your shoes.
Yeah.
Quinn says she couldn't tell what the balloon was at first. It was eerie.
It was like all of a sudden there was like a, looked like a doorway or like a, to, that's what it looked like from where we were riding because you couldn't see. And then I was like, wait, that's a balloon. That's the shape of a balloon. And
that's exactly the sort of experience Aiken had in mind when he envisioned the project.
I love that idea that, you know, someone can just see it out of the corner of their eye, that someone can, you know, look at that object. What the hell is that thing? I'm going to follow it and see where it goes. You know, that idea where there's this kind of these moments of like beautiful disruption across the landscape.
So keep your eyes peeled. The balloon may make some surprise flights this month, weather permitting. But mainly, it's supposed to stick to a schedule, appearing at trustees' properties around the state. Technically, there are two balloons. One, outfitted with LED lights, was designed as a backdrop to a series of concerts and talks called Happenings. A hip musical lineup features performances by the likes of Mac DeMarco and Destroyer. Aiken calls the project New Horizon. It's a typically audacious undertaking for the artist, who has mounted site-specific installations underwater, on the sides of buildings, and on a barge off the coast of Greece. Aiken is a master of spectacle, and he wants to plunge his audience into it, or, in this case, send them flying.
You know, we've seen art as something that we see and we judge, and, you know, maybe it's inside a space, maybe it's on a wall. But I think that, to me, you know, life is experience, and art should be experience also.
It's the most ambitious project the trustees have commissioned as part of their Art in the Landscape series, now in its fourth iteration. But the project is not without its challenges. First, there's the matter of the balloon's own impact on the environment. Trustees Eastern Region VP Alicia Luba says that was a major concern.
We did full assessments to make sure that any impact that we might have would be completely negligible or reversible.
Still, the balloon's reflective mylar shell is not biodegradable. The plan is for Aiken to keep the balloon and possibly reuse it. And then there's a matter of price, $250 for a tethered balloon ride. The group hopes to balance the more costly balloon trips by pricing the happenings at $25 and $40 and offering two family days that are either cheap or free. But the biggest obstacle to witnessing Aiken's balloon isn't cost. It's the weather. The weather is on everyone's mind when a crowd gathers at the Long Point Wildlife Refuge on Martha's Vineyard for the first public appearance of Aiken's balloon. The morning's scheduled flights were rained out. Now, the beach glows golden under a huge sky. But the balloon is nowhere in sight. It's too windy. Luba steps on stage to welcome the crowd.
Thank you for your patience. We know it's there's no balloon currently behind us, but the weather is continually changing, as it likes to do here in New England. And so
it's dark by the time the cellist Kelsey Liu takes the stage. And then, in the distance, something stirs. The balloon, laid out on its side at a point further down the beach, begins to inflate, rising slowly, like a sleepy silver beast. The balloon swells, and in slow motion, it rises. For a moment, it looks like it might take off. Then, with a shimmery ripple, it collapses. There will be no balloon tonight. The next morning, Aiken and his crew are back at Long Point to attempt another flight. The artist looks tired, but cheerful. He says, you can't always control what happens when you take art out of the gallery and into the world.
I like that idea of things that are not premeditated, and there's a sense of discovery. And I think, you know, kind of as we move forward, I think the viewer also wants to be empowered. The viewer wants to find things and kind of author their own experiences.
The balloon fails to fly this morning, too, though Aiken probably wouldn't call it a failure. His work is by nature elusive and at times inaccessible. The promise of Aiken's grand vision is a singular, transcendent experience. And like any rare and rising thing, sometimes it's just out of reach. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.